Just don't worry.
This is just to make sure that every single one of you behaves while I'm up. Well, first of all, I'd like to say it's good to be here, and thank you for exhorting in Hamilton last week. And it's fantastic to return the return the favour. Yeah, I noticed that. That's why I'll thank the rest of you instead. And I bring with me the love and greetings of all your brothers and sisters in Hamilton. Now this morning, I would like to come here to encourage you all to continue looking up to God, to continue serving our Lord Jesus Christ in the best way that we possibly can. And so to do that, I've brought a bow and an arrow. Now, what is the purpose of this bow and this arrow? Well, it has only one purpose, and that is to hit the target. And what is the target? Well, the target is whatever you want it to be. The target depends what I'm aiming for, really. And so I decide what my target is. I decide what I'm aiming for. So how do I hit the target with this? I mean, simple question, isn't it? Easy. You get the arrow, you put it on the bow, you put it on the string, you pull it back, you aim it at your target, and you let go. Easy. And that's exactly what I first thought when I first got this bow. You can see it's seen slightly better years. It was in my late teens when I first got this, when I thought, yeah, easy. Arrow, pull it back, point it, pow, got the target. So I got the bow, took it home, did exactly that. Got the arrow, put it on the string, pulled it back, pointed it at what I wanted to hit, and went, aimed over there, pow, and missed by an embarrassingly massive amount. Like, I stood there going, wow, how did I miss by that much? Didn't go anywhere near. So I did it again, and I missed by a huge amount. And I did it again, and I thought, right, this time I'm going to get it. And I sat there, and I was looking, and I was concentrating. I shut one eye, and I went, this is point, looking straight down the arrow, and I went, wham, there we go. And missed by a massive amount. And I did it again and again and again, and after a while I felt like just throwing it down and storming away and saying, well, I haven't got it in me, I'm not a bow shooter, I can't do this. There's no point trying. But I did keep trying for like days and weeks, and I'd hate to say how many times I tried. And over time, I did get a bit better. I slowly improved. Once in an absolute blue moon, I would hit the target, and it was like, yes, I've got it! Now I can do it again! And I would miss, and I would miss, and I would miss, and I would miss, and, you know, every Friday, if it was an odd-numbered day, I'd hit the target again, sort of thing. I nearly always missed. No matter what I did, no matter what I tried. So one day I sat down and I thought, there's got to be a way to get better at this. Apart from just trying and trying and trying, there's got to be a way. So I sat down and put on my thinking hat for a while and stroked my chin and thought, how am I going to improve at hitting this target? And after about 10 seconds of very deep thought, I went and got a proper instruction manual on how to shoot a bow. And I found out that there is a whole lot more to hitting a target than just getting an arrow, putting it on a string, pulling it back, pointing it to the right place, and letting it go. That's the simplistic man's view who's never done it before, I discovered. So the instruction manual said, Nathan, you've got to stand with your feet in the right place. Your right foot at that angle, your left foot at that angle, with your body at a particular angle towards the target. You've got to hold the bow properly. You don't just grab it like this and point it. You must hold it, actually, I haven't done this for a very long time, with your fingers pointing forwards, sort of like that, like a, you're not even gripping it, because otherwise it twists it when you let it go and it puts the arrow off target. Point your fingers at the target. You put your fingers on the string, the right fingers, in the right order, with the arrow in between the right fingers. You've got to get your shoulders pointing in the right direction. Got to remind myself what I'm supposed to do here. Ah, yes. You point the bow down, and the way you draw it must be correct. Point it at the target. How much is that wall worth? Don't worry, the arrow's not actually on the string. I'm just pretending. Now, what do I do next? That's right. And you breathe in. You breathe out. The manual said you relax. You clear your mind of all your distractions. You focus only on the target. You aim. And you very gently and smoothly let go. And wham. I can't say I hit the target the first time, but boy, that was close. Instantly. I did this every time. I followed the instruction manual. Every single time it was like, wow, this is a different guy shooting the bow. I hit the target again and again and again, or I missed by like this much. When I missed, I just missed. It wasn't like, there's the target and pow, off goes the arrow. I'm going to go and get that now. Oh. And when you think, oh, it doesn't matter where you point your feet and you try it, just stand there and do the other things, it's better, but when you follow the instruction manual properly, boy, did that have an effect. I'm up to somewhere on here. The very interesting steps, I thought, that the manual on how to shoot a bow, how to hit the target, it said, clear your mind of all your distractions and focus only on the target. Interesting. Sounds just like Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25. We're told, let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. And you know, the more I practiced, the better I got. Funny that. I would still often miss the target. It wasn't like I got so good that I'd hit the target every single time. I'd often miss it, but when I missed, I was much, much closer than before I read the instruction manual, which, in hindsight, is hardly surprising at all, is it? So again, what was my target? The target that I often hit and often missed? What was it? Well, again, it was whatever I wanted it to be. Whatever I dared for it to be. Some days I wanted it to be not whatever, but whoever, but that's a different story. So that's me. That's me and my bow and my arrow. Oops. What about you? Let's talk about you. What is your target? Think about your life. Boil your life down to the bare bones. What is the goal of your life? What are you really aiming for? Now, I can help you amazingly by telling you something incredibly profound I discovered from the art of bow shooting. That having a target isn't enough. You can have a target, great, but you'll get a whole lot closer to your target if you actually aim for it, and if you actually shoot at it. I'm quite a wise character, you can tell. So I'm comparing our lives and saying that our lives are just like bow shooting. Figure out what you want your target to be. Aim for your target. Shoot at your target. And sometimes you'll hit your target. And sometimes you'll miss your target. And sometimes you'll miss by a very, very long way. And if you just keep on missing, and so you give up in disgust and you throw your tools down and storm out and say, I'm never going to do that again. If you do that, you will never, ever hit your target. You will never even come anywhere near to it. So if you want to hit the target, just keep on shooting at it. Keep on aiming for it. Keep on trying. Don't stop. Because you know, if Christ comes back and you're still trying really hard to hit your target, then you're in exactly the right place. And yes, you might be sometimes hitting it, and sometimes missing it, and sometimes missing it by a very long way. But if you're still trying, fantastic. If Christ comes back and you've given up, you feel like you miss so often, there's no point trying, so you throw your bow down and stamp on it and storm out. If Christ comes back and that's what we've done, well, perhaps that's not so great. When our Lord returns, He's going to see who we really are. He's going to see who we're really trying to be. And if we are constantly aiming for the right target, we've got the right target, we're aiming for it, we're shooting at it, and we just keep trying no matter what, when Christ comes back, He will see that. And He will say, that's my son. That's my daughter. And He will pick you up and He will make you perfect. He will give you that perfect aim that you always wish you could have. He will make you so perfect that you will always hit your target every single time, and you will never miss ever again. Wow. Do you ever feel really down on yourself? Like I said before, you're just not getting close enough to your target. You feel like giving up. Well, let me tell you one thing. This is how people in the world aim for our target. They go like that, and then they go like this. Pow! They purposefully draw their string, turn their back, and fire in the opposite direction. Our target is that way. But so many people around us are firing that way. And we're all so much closer to our target than they are because we're aiming and we're trying. And that sounds like Psalms 10 verse 4. In his pride, the wicked does not seek Him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. There's no room in here for God. Which is a huge amount different to someone who cares about God and keeps on trying whether you're doing well or not. Listen to Paul and Timothy in the letter to the Philippians. Philippians 3 verse 10 to 14. They say, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. And so, somehow, to attain to the resurrection from the dead, that's what they were aiming for. And they go on, not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Jesus Christ took hold of me. And they go on, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. They can't do it. But one thing I do, forgetting what's behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. That was the Apostle Paul and Timothy talking about themselves. So think about that and aim high. Paul and Timothy knew that they hadn't already attained to the resurrection from the dead. They clearly say they have not obtained it or even taken hold of it. But they will press on and keep on trying anyway. And their words, in their own words, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. So forget about everything else. Clear your mind and just keep going for the target. Never give up. Because that's what God wants from us. And thankfully, at the very end of all things, we are going to answer to an amazing judge. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. We do not have a high priest who was unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Now think about that. Imagine you're an archery teacher. You've got a group of students and you're teaching them what I said before. Right, guys, you need to put your feet in the right place and get your back in the right place and get your shoulders in the right place. Use the right fingers. Draw the bow in the right place. Breathe in. Breathe out. Relax. Aim your fingers. Clear your mind. There's a step I forgot. And shoot at the target. You keep running through that, guys. Keep doing it. And you're walking around saying, no, back straight, shoulders back, arm out. Keep trying, keep trying. Imagine you're that archery teacher and you have one of your students who just keeps on practicing far longer and far harder than anybody else. Everybody comes and after 20 minutes they're off having fun and playing soccer and doing things they're better at. But this one student just keeps on trying. Now regardless of how good that student is, you would take special note of them, wouldn't you? And you'd make extra time to help them, wouldn't you? Because you would see that you really want to hit that target. So I'm going to help you do it. Regardless of how good you are or how pathetically useless you are. And it is the same for us. We have that teacher who is watching us all the time. So keep on aiming for the target. Keep on trying. Keep on asking for help from our teacher, from our Lord and Master. Because Matthew 7 verse 7 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." Which one of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So think about your eyes. Keep a close rein on your eyes. If the archer lets his eyes get distracted by other things, I guarantee you his arrows will miss. So think about these things. Hebrews 12 verse 2 says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Our Lord Jesus Christ is the best example for us. He is the one we need to fix our eyes on and forget about everything else. He is the only man to not ever miss his target. So he knows how to do it. So in conclusion, I'll read 2 Corinthians 13, 11 to 14. "Finally, brothers, goodbye. Aim for perfection. Listen to my appeal. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints send their greetings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." Thank you.